Welcome to the Home Church Podcast. My name's Kenny, and I serve as the lead pastor here at Home Church, and we gather in Maiden, North Carolina. We're so glad you tuned in to today's episode, and we hope that this episode will help encourage you and inspire you as you continue to follow Jesus step by step. Well, hey, and good morning, and welcome to Home Church, y'all. My name's Kenny. I have the honor of serving as the lead pastor here. And so here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick second, and this is for everybody. I want you to answer this question out loud, all right? So adults and kids, here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell me, what's your favorite sport? Say it out loud. What's your favorite sport? Tell me. Okay, yeah. I heard lots of different answers. I heard soccer. I heard football. For me, so when I was growing up, I loved baseball. I played baseball. And I remember when I was a kid that it was simple, right? It was you throw the ball, you hit the ball, you run to a base, you run around the bases, you score a run, you score more runs, you win. That was it, right? That was as simple as baseball was for me. But the older I get, the more complicated baseball has gotten. There's all these new rules. There's, you know, we put a man on second in extra innings. There's a pitch clock. There's all these crazy things. And that doesn't even bring into conversation all of the unwritten rules. And it's one of the things that, as I thought about today, I thought about, why is it that the older we get, the more complicated things tend to become? Like, we got a lot of kids in the room, and in a lot of ways, their life is pretty easy right now. It's pretty good. It's pretty simple. But for those of us that are adults in the room, that's sometimes not so true for us. It gets a little harder the longer we live this life, the further we go along this journey. And so there's two reasons that that happens. Number one is this, is that when something evolves or something grows or develops, it never trends towards simplicity. Like, the older we get, the bigger things go, like, it just gets more complicated. Think about your own family. Like, if you don't have any kids, you know, like, man, this is all right. This is just, you're doing work, you're doing life, that kind of thing. You add one, and you're like, what have we done? Like, how do we go back, right? And then you start, like, weeding into it a little. You add a second kid, and now you're like, oh, my gosh, we might be in trouble now. Now, if you're anything like me, my second kid turned in from one to three because we had twins on the second go-round, and it just got crazy. And once you get past three, y'all, listen, any of you that have three or more, God bless you. All right, because it's hard. You move from man-to-man offense to zone defense, and like, you're just trying to survive. You're just trying to literally get through it, and that's what happens. When we grow and things evolve, that happens in organizations as well. It happens in pretty much everything in life, that the older it gets, the more involved it gets, the more complex it gets. Simplicity starts to go out of the window. The second thing is this, is that the older we get, the more we know. And it's interesting because you would think that the more we know, it would make things easier. But it doesn't, does it? The more we know, you know what it does? It makes us more certain about things that maybe when we were younger, we didn't have knowledge, we didn't have wisdom, we weren't quite so sure about. And it makes us less open to other things. Why? Because we know. We have all the answers. We've done life. We've been there. We've done that. We know everything. And so as things grow up, it's things like this just happen, which is why when I was a kid and a pastor would have asked me that question, I would have said baseball is my favorite sport. And now I don't enjoy baseball because it's all those same things. As it's grown, it's got more complicated. As I've grown up, I've got more complicated. The way that I remembered it is not the same. And I know too much now. I just got too smart. I understand too much now, right? And so it's no longer fun for me. Jesus talks about faith in this exact same way. So I wanted to set you up because I think many of us can understand that. But Jesus talks about faith in this exact same way. He highlights in his teaching around the idea of children and their faith. And so I want to just share this with you really quickly. I promise. I promise you a short message today. I'm serious. I'm halfway done already. You're like, what? Can we bring the kids in every week? Matthew chapter 19, Jesus is teaching about the kingdom of heaven. And here's what he said, because he's having this group of people. People are gathering around him. And there are some children that are trying to come to him. And his disciples try to stop them. And Jesus says this in verse 14 of chapter 19. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Now, sometimes people have misheard that and misread that and said, oh, the kingdom of heaven belongs to children. Now, listen, as fun as that would be, because there will be never-ending candy shops, right? The buffet in heaven would only be Chick-fil-A nuggets and you know, Dr. Pepper. My kids, Dr. Pepper, Jack? We want Dr. Pepper? Yeah, all right. Like, it would be pretty awesome if that's what the kingdom of heaven were made up of only children. But that's not what Jesus was saying. He was saying, it's okay for the kids to come to me. I've got something for them. But he says, and he starts to highlight the idea that the kingdom of heaven is made up of such as these. Let me bring it a little more specifically. He says this just a little earlier in Matthew chapter 18. He's talking to his disciples, and he says this. He says, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And so, it's kind of a wild thought. Jesus says that when it comes to our faith, growing up actually means going back. He says for us to have the kingdom of heaven, because, listen, let's just be real. If I were to take a poll today and I were to ask the room, how many of you want to go to heaven? Raise your hand. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much everyone. And someone who doesn't raise their hand, they've just got lots of questions. That's okay. But the idea of spending my eternity in heaven, I think most people would say, if I got a choice in that, I'm in. I want that. And so Jesus says and calls us to faith like a child. And so today, real quickly, I want to ask you the question, what does it look like to be a child? I mean, some of you know, some of you got your kids in the room, you know some of these things. Maybe you've never had children, but all of us in some way, shape, or form have been around children, okay? So this message is not just for those that have kids. This is for everyone, including our kids today, all right? So there's a few things that inherently are true about children. Number one is this. Children want to come close. Jesus was actually saying, no, let the kids come to me. That's a very natural thing for children. Whenever they're attracted to something, whenever they're engaged with something, whenever they have affection for something, they come to it. My three boys, they're sitting down here. Jackson is 7, and he's kind of getting to that age where if I, like, ask him, he might come and sit with me. But just naturally, unless it's, like, a really good day, he's not just going to crawl up on my lap. But Jesse and Josiah, they're my 5-year-old twins, they still are in that place where I'm just sitting, and they just want to crawl up in my lap. They want to come close. This is what children do. They have affection. They want to come close. And they wanted to do this with Jesus as well. They wanted to get as close as they possibly could. Another thing, the second thing that children do is children make wild requests without hesitation. How many of y'all know that's true? Wild requests without any hesitation, right? My kids have no qualms asking for anything. How do I know? Well, because here's what happens. I'll say to my kids, what do you want to do today? And they're like, let's go to Carowinds. Hey, Joe, what do you want to do today? You don't want to answer me now. But they'll say, let's go to Carowinds. Let's go to Playland. Let's go to Topgolf. They'll say things like that. And in my mind, I was like, no. Which room are we going to clean, right? That's kind of what I had in mind, right? Another example. We'll have dinner, of which they don't eat. And then I'll say, well, if you eat your dinner, you'll get some ice cream. And they eat one bite, and they're like, okay, I'm done with dinner. So I'll give them ice cream, and then you would think they would be satisfied, and they come from the ice cream and say, hey, can I have a snack? And you're like, what? No. What do you mean? And, like, no hesitation in it. None. I love that. The third thing is that children are curious and ask questions. They ask questions. Kids, hey, mom, why is the grass green? Hey, dad, if my cat gets clean by licking itself, can I just not take a bath anymore? And as they're lifting their foot to their mouth, no, it doesn't. You can't do that. This one touches home a little bit. My kids will say to my mom, "Hey, Nana, you're old. Are you about to die?"
Oh, God.
And then this one gets me all the time. My kids, they crush me with this one. They'll say, hey, Dad, you know that Mountain Dew's not healthy. Why don't you drink water? Kids are curious, man. They'll ask questions. And it's just like you never know what they're going to ask. And then the fourth thing that kids do is this. Children believe even with their unbelief. Isn't that wild? Children believe even with their unbelief. Here's how I've seen it played out in my life, because I think it's amazing. I think it's beautiful that even in places where kids maybe don't have a full understanding, they still have a level of trust. My kids are still just kind of getting to the place where they start to know how to swim, but I see them on the edge of the deep end doing like front flips in, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you don't even know how to swim, and you're doing front flips into the deep end? Like, what is going on? There's just a level of trust that, and you know, my kids will climb on rocks. I promise, if you stick around till it's after loadout time today, my kids are going to be on that rock out front jumping off, inevitably. They just are. And they don't care. They don't care if there's ants down there. If you were here last week, you know what I'm talking about. I got a fear of ants. They just trust, even in moments when maybe they don't have all the answers or have a whole lot of faith. It's kind of a wild thing, because here's that in contrast to me. I'm at a place in life where before I even sit down in a chair, I'm like touching it, I'm moving, I'm putting a little pressure on it to make sure, like, if I sit, that thing is going to fall out from under me. So I want you to see this contrast. Let me just say this. Friends, I know life is hard. I know that as we journey this thing, that things come up and we experience loss. We experience difficulty. We experience the complications of life. I know that it's gotten more complex and that they've added the rules, and some of them are unwritten to the way that you have to live life. I know you've been hurt. It's been hard to move on. I know that the ways of this world have drawn you in to its skepticism and away from simplicity. But today, as I wrap up, I want to very just lovingly and carefully and passionately and pastorally call you to the same thing Jesus did. He says that the kingdom of heaven is for such as these. And so I laid out some of the things in which children are. And so today, friends, I just want to call you to these things for us, maybe to be a little more childlike today in the way that we go about what we do. That the Holy Spirit of God would challenge you and convict you, but also bring love and compassion to your heart today. To be more like a child, to first and foremost come close to Him. Like a little child crawls up in the lap of their parent. For us to just come close to the Father, who loves you, who wants to be in relationship with you, who has His arms always open to invite you in. He just simply says, come. That for many of us today, really just one of the best things we can do is just come sit in the lap of our Father. Another way we can be more like a kid is make the request. Our Father in heaven has unlimited resources. What if you had just a little bit more kid in you to make a wild, crazy, out of the world request of your Heavenly Father? See, here's what's cool, because our Heavenly Father will provide for the sparrows and even clothe the lilies in the field. How much greater can your Heavenly Father do for you? That's simply just the ask. Friends, what would it look like if we were just a little more childlike in taking our wild, crazy requests to the Lord? Another way that we could be more like kids is ask questions. Oh, see, I know you got it all figured out. You've got this life hooked, and you've got it all figured out. So the idea of asking questions and being humble and not having all the answers, I know that's not our style. But I just wonder if in the places where you maybe don't know, or you're a little afraid, or you don't have clarity, if you would just be willing like a child to say, hey, Dad, why is the grass green? Hey, Dad, why are these things happening? I think you'll find that just as many times as I answer my kids on their crazy questions, that our Heavenly Father will be good to answer yours as well. And the last thing I just want to call you to be more like a child is to believe even with unbelief. To believe even with unbelief. See, there's something about kids that they can snuff out a fake. You know, our kids know when something's not real. They have that just uncanny ability to see it and to realize it and be like, yo, that's not real. I think it's one of the reasons that these children were so drawn to Jesus. They would have seen him working. They would have seen him moving. They would have seen him do all these miracles, but they would have been in his presence. And to be drawn to him, I think is very natural. The word teaches us that the Spirit of God, when the name of Jesus, when Jesus is lifted high, that he will draw all people to himself. For us, what would it look like today to just allow ourselves to be drawn back to God? To have a little trust and faith in places where, because of your experience, because you're so old, because you know it all, you've got it all figured out, maybe, just maybe, God still has some things that if you'll just come close, you'll lean in, you'll ask crazy questions, you'll ask wild things of him, that he will help fill those gaps where even in your life, unbelief rests, where he will give you faith. Because at the end of the day, faith is a gift from God. The older we get, it's real easy to pick out fake things, right? The love of the Father is a real thing. And he sent me today as his ambassador to tell you that he loves you. He loves you so greatly that he sent his one and only son, Jesus, who lived a perfect life in this earth to pave a way, because we couldn't walk that path. This Jesus, who is God's only son, went and to the cross and he paid the price for your sin and for mine, the things that we've done wrong. And he hung on that cross, and when he did, he died. And in that moment, he paid the price for our sin, your sin. But 3 days later, even our kids know this, 3 days later, he got back up out of the grave and he walked and he lives and he walked the earth for 40 days. He appeared to many people, proving not only that he was alive, but that he was God. He ascended into heaven, and right now he sits at the right hand of God the Father, waiting to come back. And today, he calls all of us, little child to almost ready to go home, to the same thing: to believe, to have faith. The Bible says this very simply in Romans 10:9. It says that if you believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, and if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that you would be saved. He made it very simple. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And he says the way to come to him is to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Oh, that sounds too simple, Pastor. Oh, isn't there all this doctrine and all these other things that come along with it? Yeah. We'll talk about that a little later. But for today and for this moment and for you, could the way of God just simply be as simple as believing that he's real and trusting and saying it? So here's what I want to do. I want to do this for everyone in the room. This is for adults and children. Jesus came to pay the price for your sin. And the way that we are forgiven of that sin is to ask for forgiveness and to believe in Jesus, and he will forgive us and save us. So here's what I want to do as a church family. We do this every week, and this is not too big for your kids either. This is a simple idea. And so here's what I want to ask you, simply this. Have you ever believed in Jesus? Have you ever put your faith in him that he is real, that he is God, and that he paid the price for your sin? And if you've never truly done that, and today the Holy Spirit of God is calling you, and you want to put your faith in him, this moment is for you, adult and child alike, but with faith like a child. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? This is for everyone. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? I'm going to lead us all in a prayer, and we're going to pray it out loud. And we do this every week for the benefit of someone who may be praying this for the first time. It's not a magical prayer. It just matters about the posture of your heart. Do you believe? Pray this with me, friend. Say, Jesus, I am a sinner, and I am lost without you. I need you in my life. Will you forgive me? I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you were raised from the dead. Jesus, will you save me? And help me learn to follow you the rest of my days, the best I know how. And everybody, still with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I want to give you a chance to respond. If you prayed that prayer just now and you meant it, I just want to give you a chance to respond. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you raise your hand above your head? Amen. Keep your hands up. That's everybody. Whoever, you're raising your hand, keep your hand up. That's encouraging. I want to count you. Would you raise your hand high so I can see you, even if it's little kiddos? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Holy smokes. Jesus, you are good to us. You love us so greatly. And God, your gospel is so real and so true. And Father, it is so simple in some ways that when your Spirit draws us for us to respond, it's a gift. God, I thank you for the little boys and the little girls who responded to your gospel just now. God, I thank you for the grown men and the grown women who at the simple good news responded to your gospel as well. God, I pray that you would nurture the hearts of your sons and daughters, no matter how big or how little. God, that we would learn to lean on you, to come close to you, to ask wild things of you, to ask you questions, and for you to help us in the areas where we have faith and where we have doubts. God, will you help us fill it with faith? God, I say thank you for the 17 sons and daughters that responded to your good news. We celebrate as heaven celebrates. And so, Father, we say thank you. Thank you for today. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, will you help me celebrate? I mean, 17 people respond to the good news of Jesus. And simple, beautiful. And let me just be very clear. That's not just kids. Let me say this. If that was you, you responded today, will you tell someone today? If you're a little kiddo and you prayed that prayer, would you tell your mom and dad today that you prayed that prayer? If you're an adult, would you be bold enough to find an adult, find me, to tell someone that you prayed that prayer, that you invited Jesus into your heart? We want to walk with you as you learn to follow Jesus, like we said, all of the days of our life. Friends, we're going to end with one last song, and I'll invite you to stand in just a second, So here's what's going to happen. We're going to sing one more song. Your kids are totally welcome to come down. It's a fun song. We can sing and dance, but here's why we chose to sing this song. It's just the heart of gratitude. It's just that heart of gratitude. The song says, I thank God. Early on, where are you, Jesse? Early on, when we started to pray with our kids, Jesse, who's our middle kid, he's one of our twins, when he started to pray, he would start to say the same thing every day. And it became really a tradition in our family. And it's just something that's just really, he's smiling. It's something that's really endeared him to me, but it's also just a beautiful thing. That our kids would have just such a heart of gratitude. Here's how he would start every prayer. And this was even before he could say it all very clearly. He would say, Dear Lord, thank you for a wonderful day. And then he would pray, whatever it is. He'd pray for Nana. He'd pray for home church. He'd pray for his friends. He would pray for our family, whatever it might be. Dear Lord, thank you for a wonderful day. Man, how beautiful is the faith of a child to even just be able to say thank you for the day that we have. So could we do that? Could we just stand together and could we just sing and say thank you, Lord, for all the things that he's done, all that he's allowed us to see, all that he's brought us from, all that he's led us through, all that he is leading us to. So come on, church, let's sing this together. I thank God. Come on.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If there's anything that we can do to serve you or come alongside of you in your journey, please reach out. You can reach us at hello@myhomechurch.cc.